content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Today is Friday
June the 12th, 2020.
Friday, June the 12th, 2020. We're so excited to be here, and we hope that everybody had a miracle morning and a very fortunate day ahead of you. Today we have Utsava's famous psychic medium Utsava, and this show is going to be so much fun today. You know why? Because it's all about you guys. We're making this show all about you because all of the questions that we're receiving on all of the shows, you're leaving lots of comments, which we appreciate so much. And I read all of the comments. I actually try to get back to all the comments as well. But in addition to leaving comments, you're also leaving lots of questions like, hey, can you ask Utsava this? Can you ask Utsava that? So I thought, you know what? This would be fun. Let's do it. So that's what we're going to do today, a Q&A. And then she's also going to, I don't even know what she's going to be talking about tonight. We're all in for a surprise.
Except me, I got notes.
Well, no, you don't know what she's talking about after the Q&A.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so after the Q&A, we'll let it roll and let her do what she does best. And that's give us insight and psychic information on what's going on in the current events today. So, Jay, let's roll.
Let's roll, everybody. So, first off, before I bring her in, or as I bring her in, we would like to take this moment to thank you very, very much for when you're on that YouTube channel, subscribing to it, liking it, sharing it, all that good stuff, because it really does help keep these messages out there and keeps this movement going. So, you guys are just really very great about that. So, that's awesome. Thanks for that. Much love to you. So, let's describe our guest, who is, right there, or enter, actually, stage left. Right? But this is the famous psychic medium Utsava. As you know, as you're getting to know her, she's internationally known for her insanely accurate predictions and prophecies about President Trump, Obama, deep state, satanic cults, cryptocurrency, political events, and soon to be the return of, get this one, JFK Jr. Yeah. And you can also check her out. We'll have links of where to check her out there too. But she's also got some great exclusive content, which you can find on her Patreon page. That's patreon.com/Utsava, Utsava. Again, we'll have those links for you over there. So she's got a lot to talk about with us today. Welcome, Utsava. How are you? It's nice to have you back and hope everything's well.
Yes,
always
well. Thank you.
Yeah. So, it's good to have you back. So, before we get into, what you're going to talk about today, share with us, we want to get some audience. We want to give you some audience feedback, and some audience and some guests have also asked some questions of you. So, let's roll right into there. I want to start with some feedback for you, and this is from Barbara. I hope I'm pronouncing this, Barbara.
Actually, Mr. Williams, I think, is up first.
I'm on the ladies first. I'm going to go to Mr. Williams. So forgive me, Mr. Williams. But obviously, Mr. Williams, now you know you're up next. So, but Barbara Tevapa, she says, love you, Utsava. You're awesome. Looking forward to seeing her weekly on Spiritually Raw. So that's from Barbara. Barbara, thank you, and thank you for tuning in. Mr. Williams says about you, he says, oh, my God, I love you guys. I love the guest. But I can tell, like before, you guys are just as excited as I am. She answers questions I wish you would have followed up on. And she missed questions that you asked. You stepped on each other's toes again. I swear, I'm always on the edge of my seat when you interview her. I absolutely love the show. Thank you, Mr.
That
Williams.
Came from last week. So apparently, we got some feedback from last week's show that we interrupted you while you were talking a lot. But I didn't realize it until, I was getting all this feedback. And then somebody said, let her speak.
Well,
okay. And then the other person said, you know what? If you want to talk, why not use a pen? So guess what? I'm going to use the pen. So when I have something to say, or Jay has something to say, so we don't step on each other's
toes. It's like in school. Yeah.
But I also
exactly.
would
have something to say.
And I'd like to remind everybody that this is a talk show. So exactly. I would like to remind you that, to put things in perspective, but we do appreciate your feedback and do love that. Kathy, chatting.
You know,
Kathy,
I have to honestly say, yeah. honestly say, some people were going ballistic about this interrupting. Yeah, it was a little bit happening, but I didn't think it was that bad.
Neither did I. Thank you.
Obviously, you do. You're holding a pen like there.
Well, I want to be respectful too.
Like, neither did I, but I got my pen there. Oh my gosh. Okay, look, and they're talking double-edged right there. Oh my gosh. Let's get some more feedback for you. Chatty Kathy, here's what she says about you. She says, I love, love, love Utsava, her words. Thank you for having her on your show. Chatty Kathy, you are most welcome. It's always great to have her on there. And thank you, Chatty Kathy, for tuning in. Janice says, Utsava is the real deal. She is extremely accurate. I love this woman. She has informed so many people on what is going behind the scenes, and God bless her. God bless you too, Janice. Sharon McDougall, we're going to get into your questions here in a minute from the audience. But Sharon McDougall says, I love it when she says, God Almighty took over the world last year. Amazing stuff. Thank you. So that's from Sharon McDougall. That's a couple of fans there, don't you, my dear lady?
A couple, just a couple, you know.
Yeah. It's good to hear. You know, everybody's good to get. Well, you know, it's good to know that, you know, that energy that you're putting out there is coming back at you. People are just harnessing it, like a nice little energetic snowball that's going to get bigger and bigger and give us all this great stuff that you talk about. And so here are some questions for you directly from the audience. So this is from Suzanne Sweden. She says, also so exciting when I see that you have a new video. Utsava, I just read a theory that our Swedish Prime Minister Olof Palme, who was murdered in 1986, was not murdered at all. He flew the country instead. So I think she's asking if—
Is it true?
Is it true? If Olof Palme was murdered in
1986. Which prime? I don't know, I have to look into it.
The Swedish
Prime Minister?
Swedish Prime Minister, Olof Palme.
Oh, that's such a long time ago, too. 20 years ago?
86, yeah.
Yeah, I don't, 86. So now she heard he's not murdered, he's alive.
Yeah, she's wanting to know if he flew the country instead, or did he fake his murder?
Like, did he do a JFK Jr.?
Yeah, I don't see him on the other side right now.
Okay.
Right. It looks like that's true. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So C. S. Grow asked you this. Would love to know what's going to happen with Trudeau, as in Justin Trudeau, Canada. He's ruining our country.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I talk about Trudeau in my videos, but they YouTube deleted my channels. Mm. My channels have been deleted quite a few times. So videos somehow disappeared, or it's hard to follow sometimes. That's why I always recap in the videos. So Trudeau, he was arrested last year, and I predicted, I think this was about 2 years ago, that you will see him arrested like either last year or this year, and he will go away. And like kind of like with Merkel going away, mm-hmm. it means silently they're disappearing. Mm-hmm. Like they go into prison, maybe there's a double out there. And, you know, quite frankly, I've seen him in prison right now. And a lot of people have actually said they don't think it's the real Trudeau out there. And I don't think it is. I kind of see a double right now. I mean, he has been arrested last year. Then he got out. And that's what happens oftentimes, that they get arrested. Then had a plea agreement. They give up information. Then they're going to get rearrested again. He was rearrested with the coronavirus shutdown. A lot of people were arrested. And it looks like I get execution. I get the word execution. It looks like out there's a double. Yeah.
Well, he was really involved in the pedophilia, was he not?
Trudeau was?
Yeah.
Yes, he's a deep state. You know, it's like Bill Gates and Obama. They're born into these families, and they put them in there for that purpose, for his deep state control. Yeah, he's done. But it's just, you know, it's like a public version that just will run its course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to go to Sylvie Lacoste. And Sylvie says, question-wise, to you, what I'm worried about is how do we know, this two-part question, how do we know the Trump vaccine won't be tampered with, is the first part of the question.
How do we know that? Well, you have to lab test it yourself to know anything for sure. But basically, Trump has no interest in putting any nanoparticles or viruses in there. That's all deep state. I mean, why would Trump is anti-deep state? So he is not part of that agenda. I mean, why would he put something like this in there? I mean, it's totally counterproductive. You know, you're shooting yourself in your leg if you do it, because why would Trump mingle with the deep state? I mean, the person asking the question doesn't believe in Trump. You know,
that's true. That's true.
Yeah. It's like, why would he ask the question? Because the person doesn't trust Trump, has no faith. Because a lot of people freaked out about this vaccine thing with Trump, that he's coming out with a vaccine, and I instantly knew it only makes sense, you know, why he's doing it.
So it makes sense, and it really does just boil down to either you have faith in Trump or you just do not have faith in Trump, correct?
I know. Some people are just like, the slightest thing he's doing, oh, he's coming out with a vaccine. Oh, I knew it. Mm. You know, I mean, you don't give it a break. It's like instantly you don't have any faith. Mm-hmm. Instead of just going, oh, wait a minute, what does this mean? Oh, there's some people, there's a brainwash. They want the vaccine, and the states are pushing for vaccines. The countries are pushing for vaccines. I said they're not going to just ban vaccines overnight. You know, they just make it that people can make better choices. But so many people will want, or states, or governors and so on, would want the corona vaccine. So there you have it. Mm-hmm. So they're not forced to take Bill Gates' version or who else version is out there. So it makes only sense for the time being, you know.
Absolutely.
There's a few more here before we get to our topic. You had a lot of people that wanted to ask you questions while we had you here. So thank you for this. So Utsava, do you have anything to say about Oprah's big discussion that's going to be televised on 17 networks?
I didn't hear about any of that. That's what I'm curious. I don't know what that is.
We'll
have to look into that.
We'll look into that one for you. I don't even know who asked that, but I got the notes here. All right. So, Carlos Suarez asks, is Trump a time traveler?
Oh, okay. Yes, he actually is. And that's why Trump, I just have psychic ability. You know, like a prophetic information. They have a time traveling machine, or the looking glass project, or whatever they call it, and they have the way to look into the future. That's why they know everything that's happening. I mean, it's pretty logical. Like, how would they come up with all this information?
Yeah.
How do they know for sure? Like, how did they know for sure? Okay, they're draining the swamp and everything is going to go well. You're planning things, but how do you know it's going to go well? Mm-hmm. And they have the advantage, you know, that so we have a timeline ahead of us and one before us. So by looking in the future, how it came about, you can actually improve things and make things better. Like, for instance, there's a thing that there's all these doubles out there. Perhaps in the previous version, they were the originals arrested officially, and it was an absolute nightmare with all the riots and so on. And now they know they have to do things more secretly, and so they do things differently, so that we have more success. So our version has actually more success, and things are accelerating here than in the previous timeline because of that. So it's an advantage. But yeah, he definitely has a thing, and that's why they predict stuff all the time, and it comes true. You know, they don't know exact timelines. Is it this year or next year? It's not like that, but they see a lot in the future.
So is it that he's in the machine, the looking glass, let's say, this time traveling contraption, or is he actually a time traveler from another universe, another planet, another time?
Is he a time traveler from another universe? I wouldn't go that far. But he has the ability. I mean, there's two different technologies. There's one where you actually time travel into the future, mm-hmm. and there's another one with the looking glass, or there's perhaps more. So I have the sense they did a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they actually went into the future and came back, and then as well as the looking glass project.
Is that technology that Nikola Tesla originally designed?
Yeah. Yes. And he has a Nikola Tesla connection. Some relative of his
technology. I think it's his uncle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the uncle was somehow connected to Nikola Tesla. I forget what it is. Somebody else asked a question, and I didn't put it on here.
But what was it about?
I just thought about it. Barron Trump. Does he have autism?
I believe what happened with Barron Trump is like, and they make comments about that, not directly, that they vaccinated the kid, like all the parents vaccinated the kid, listened to the doctor, mm-hmm. whatever the doctor said, not thinking about it. And then he came home and he got autistic overnight. But they basically cured it, you know.
He's like a world-class chess champion.
Yeah,
he
is.
Something of that nature.
Yeah, he's a master. He's the youngest master chess player. He's the youngest world master grand champion chess player. How do you cure autism?
How you cure autism? So basically what causes autism is obviously, has a lot to do with the vaccines, has a lot to do with toxins. So you want to, if I had a client and told me that situation, I would tell them to detox first of all, and I would tell them to take chlorella, that for chelation, mm-hmm. and then also things for the liver and things like that, and also I would do something to take the viruses out of the system and so on. And whatever is in the vaccines, you know, if you need a vaccine and you're asking me, okay, what can I do to offset what's in the vaccine, like to detox myself so everything is removed. So you take chlorella, you detox these, you take colloidal silver, perhaps you take MMS, and so on and so forth. So they did similar things like that to mm-hmm. help the kids. And also things for the brain, for the cognitive functions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can cure those things perfectly fine. You can be vaccinated and remove everything within the vaccine.
That makes sense. Can you reverse the vaccination later on in life? So, you know, for children that are 10, 12, 15, 20 years old kind of thing, can that?
Yeah, I believe that.
That still can, yes, you can still reverse. That's fascinating right there.
Yeah.
Does it happen because it's a lot of vaccines at once that's doing it, or is there something within any one particular vaccine?
Frying
the brain?
It's both, yeah. Some vaccines are more dangerous than others. Also for pets, like the rabies, the 3-year shot is very dangerous. If you have to do rabies, do the 1-year shot, but the 3-year shot is very dangerous. And so the combination, I know dogs, they had a combination and they just got seizures afterward.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very dangerous combination. There's overload vaccines all at once. That's crazy. You're supposed to, even if you decide to do vaccines, you're supposed to spread things out more.
Yeah.
You know.
But
I believe you can totally reverse it. Yeah.
That's good news. That's good news, everybody. Yeah, it really is good news. And we'll find out how to get hold of that solid if you have that
people,
issue.
Yeah, I've been telling people for years to take chlorella. Chlorella is very good for chelation, and there's a lot of deep state operatives online who say, don't take chlorella, take spirulina, chlorella is bad, because chlorella is proven, scientifically proven, to do the number one heavy metal cleanser, and it pulls things out of your cellular level, like the nanoparticles, aluminum, barium, cadmium, whatever is inside you. Mm-hmm. You have to take it on an empty stomach, and there's also the deep state operatives that tell you, oh no, detox with food, because it makes it less effective.
Is chlorella
Is it an herb?
Is it the same thing that's in wheatgrass? Is that what's in wheatgrass, chlorella?
No, it's different. Chlorella is an algae. Is wheatgrass. Chlorella is an algae, like spirulina is an algae. But they will tell, also people, I get this all the time, they say, oh no, this so-and-so psychic told me to detox with spirulina. And even on the package I get from Asia, it doesn't say, I mean, I get it from Taiwan or Korea, that the cleaners, it doesn't say anything about detox with spirulina, but with chlorella, it even says it on the package for detoxification. I've been using it in Asia for centuries and it works really well. I know lots of people who had neuropathy. I myself had neuropathy at some point and it totally fixed it. Like people with swollen feet, they can barely walk, they're paralyzed, and they take the chlorella completely fine. Yeah.
Is it like a shot or something you take, or is it like a pill, or like what is it?
You know what I mean?
Like chlorella is like you can take it in powder form or in tablet form.
Hmm.
But you can also go to the doctor for chelation. It's called chelation. Mm-hmm. And they use perhaps called some EDTA or something like that. But the problem is the flushing. Like I had a lot of clients coming to me after they went to the doctor. So it was better to go to the doctor. So I had to help them get some detox teas to flush those toxins, the heavy metals, out of your system.
Let's jump in. Thank you for that. Let's jump into current events. That's what's happening right now. So today it's the Seattle Police Department. They or their office or whatever that's been taken over by the Antifa or anarchist. Have you gotten any vibe on that? Apparently that's what's been in the news.
Any news on that? Yeah, no, I didn't know that they were taken over by the Antifa.
Somebody, the anarchists or somebody, they actually took it over. It's been in the news. Did you see that too?
Yeah, I saw something like that.
It's been in the news that they forced them to shut it down, so they're in Seattle and they can't operate out of there. The police can't operate that out of there. So my question to you is that more so is are these kind of things going to stop now? Because I know Trump was then on the air and he was saying things like, "Hey, listen, if you don't take care of your problem, I'm going to take care of your problem for you." So do you think he's going to let more of these by before, or do you think it's going to start jumping in now?
I see the military coming in and cleaning house. Mm-hmm. I see these people being arrested and the military coming in. Yeah, that's happening now. I mean, it doesn't take long. You know, if he is, I think he's already doing it, and then he will do it more. It'll be a military will come in next few weeks.
Oh.
The Antifa people, apparently they've been given a debit card of some sorts. Now, what they're saying is, and I don't know, you looked into it, is that automatically activated?
Well,
how does that work?
I don't know, but I've been seeing this Antifa card.
Like an Antifa credit, like a debit card.
Yeah, like a debit card. Is that a real way of, because they're getting compensated somehow. So is that how they're doing it?
There's actually ads online that you can be a demonstrator or rioter. If you're willing to riot, you get like $10,000 per event. I mean, they get a lot of money.
Whoa.
If you're willing just to demonstrate, maybe $2,000.
Man, the wrong business, man.
Yeah, that's absolutely crazy. Yeah.
We are.
So they're getting paid. And if they're arrested, it's also when they get arrested and stuff, then there's more money and they're getting promised to be bailed out and all that. That's all part of the deal.
But what can we riot for that really makes a good difference that we can get $10,000 for showing up at a riot? I mean, can you give us any suggestions? Like, how we can do some sort of really good riot? Like a good riot that doesn't really harm anybody.
I think we're doing it
we'll
now.
We'll probably take like $5,000, $7,500 for a good riot. We don't have to go so extreme.
Not in my circle. Not in my circle. They don't do that stuff.
No, he said
a good riot. You know, like a positive riot.
A great awakening.
Yeah,
riot.
I don't think anybody would pay for that.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't think there is.
I tell you, controversy equals cash, doesn't it? So can you share with us what you got coming up and what you're seeing for what's coming up in present moments for us?
Well, I see the military move in. I see the governors, the way they're acting, the Democratic Party, they're making total fools for themselves, and people are noticing things. And it's just, you know, people are waking up more and more and more because they're seeing how they're acting and how they're making things up, basically. You know, all their talk is about the blacks, but there's a problem with the blacks, and they don't talk about the homeless, they don't talk about other people having problems. And it's just playing the race cards, and it totally backfires. I mean, I see it totally backfiring. I see a lot of arrests. Of course, not official. I see a lot of arrests happening right now in politics and in government. A lot going on,
for sure. Let me ask you this though: you mentioned racism. So, going back with the same theory of like the law of attraction, or you know, creating your own reality, do you think that if we just everybody stopped talking about racism, racism would stop. But because it's constantly brought up, racism, that it's causing racism.
Exactly. And they constantly talk about the white man. Oh, the white man, we should be ashamed of being a white man. And white man out there, actors and politicians. Oh, I'm so ashamed of being a white man. And then the black people saying, oh yeah, racism. And they make, you know, it's all propaganda, getting paid to say that, of course, because racism is really dead. And then those people who play the race cards on both ends, I mean, it's all for political reasons or their own personal reasons why they do that. So you're creating it. You're creating a problem, and there is really no problem. Or the problem is very small. You always find racists. You find people that hate women. You find people that hate blacks. You find people that hate the Chinese.
Which,
but the racism that they describe in the way it used to be a problem, maybe in the 50s and the 60s, 70s, and before, that's dead. That type of racism is dead.
Right, so which leads us to think, okay, so they called something Black Lives Matter. So now they have 49% of the country, maybe a little bit more than that, that are, you know, whatever the percentage is, but there's definitely a divide. Either you're for the Black Lives Matter, or you're kind of just looking back and saying, you know what, it may have been started out good, but you can see how Antifa has taken it over. But taking that same concept about creating this reality, calling it Black Lives Matter, do you think that that's just fueling the fire?
Fueling the fire, yes, I totally agree with that. Black Lives Matter, women matter, men matter, animals matter. It's like, oh, they're kind of poor and below here somewhere, but they matter. It's like, everybody matters.
Mm-hmm. Right, that should be the new statement, everybody
it's like
matters.
Creating a assuming there's a problem, assuming mm-hmm. there's a problem. Yeah, they're creating it and they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're keeping it alive, you know? Yeah.
Do you find that a lot of the people in the black community are actually getting more and more offended by what they're saying about the Black Lives Matter, almost like kind of like what we're talking about, right? And I like, you know, hey, why are you singling out all? I mean, that they're actually aligning with a lot, maybe the other half of the college saying all lives matter, all animals matter, all women's matter, you know, like almost like there's that propaganda I get for black lives.
I know, I think a lot of people are embarrassed. Like if I imagine blacks, they go just like everybody else, they go to work, they have jobs, they're functioning, and they're, oh, Black Lives Matter. It's like, as if there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you bring something up? You know, I feel a lot of people feel offended or feel like uncomfortable about it.
I could see how it could be uncomfortable about it. And you know what was uncomfortable? To watch the Democrats when they were walking through Capitol Hill and they had the propaganda.
And they knelt.
I don't know if you saw that, but they were kneeling down and they had these, what do you call these things? Scarves?
It was an African type of, I don't know the technical term of it. But it was almost.
The hats even, I think, right?
Yeah.
They even had the hats on.
But is that more also like a satanic ritual where they're all kind of in the same attire and they're all kneeling and they're all looking down?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of symbolism in that. I mean, I heard the scarves, they're an African tribe,
mm-hmm.
the patterns,
mm-hmm.
and they're taking that and using it as propaganda.
Right.
And also to just bring it back, it's like the African-Americans here, they're integrated, like assuming that they're not integrated, they're still coming from Africa, from a tribe, and kind of almost like belittling them somewhat at the same time.
Yeah.
And then this kneeling down thing, as if you have to be embarrassed, ashamed, or you have to kneel down, you have to be, you know, ashamed to be white. And this kneeling down, I also heard, is a Nazi symbol, like
mm-hmm.
the type of kneeling. I mean, there's a lot in it, and it's just again, oppression.
Mm-hmm. The economy.
Division.
Yeah, last time you just kind of glazed over it. The reset, the financial reset. Do you see our economy, is it still going to be super split where you have mega wealthy and then you have people that can barely feed themselves? Or is there going to be more of a balance?
Like a real middle class, you mean, or upper wealthy?
Where, well, not so much the upper wealthy, but is it going to, is the wealth going to be more evenly divided, where there's not going to be such a super high gap between the super, super wealthy and being in poverty?
Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. So I've been predicting, you know, for over a year or so, a year and a half, checks in the mail, that people are getting more and more these checks in the mail from the government. And beside IRS refund checks and usual checks, it's coming, you know. And I think a lot of these checks, they're just small amounts right now, but people have already gotten them, but there's more coming. And when Trump is in his second term, there's going to be more checks and larger amounts. I've been saying this for a while, that you see $10,000, $50,000. And really the idea is to really help those who are strapped financially the most. Like, for instance, you have a job at Walmart, you work full time, but you can barely pay for your apartment, you know, in a lot of places in the United States, you're struggling to make ends meet. That's not right. Yeah. And so they want to really help these people the most. So that's the idea, whatever they're doing it and whatever they're distributing. I also feel like there's a lot of money has been confiscated by the deep state, like from child trafficking, by the bankers, Rothschild, you know, a lot of gold has been confiscated also from the Vatican and from the royals. Worldwide monarchies, they're getting dismantled. And so there's a lot of money, a lot of money. And I believe for every American, there's like millions available. And at a certain point, there's some sort of a trust that's going to be for every American citizen. And then you can draw from that trust somehow when you need the money. Well, but they're going to make it that people still have to go to work and their system is functional. But basically we're going to be wealthy again. And I do feel that's happening. And then also it may take about 2 years until people are kind of like, okay, comfortable again. Mm-hmm. And then it may take even longer until everything is implemented. And there's also a form of debt forgiveness. And I don't believe in, I never gotten anything about Nesara, Gazara, those names, they say nothing to me. Mm-hmm. But I've been predicting the reset we faced last year and we faced this year. And then Trump talked the other day about the RV, like he's gonna tour in an RV country.
Twice because he said RV, it.
The RV is a revelation.
Right, so.
Of currencies, you know?
Yeah, so, okay, yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up. Because I just mentioned to that someone about this literally right before we started the show, and they're like, he didn't mean anything by it. And I thought, well, okay, maybe he didn't. But then I said, but he always talks in code. So you do think that was his little coded way of saying it's around the bend, something's coming?
Yes. I mean, everybody knows in the reset scene, what is the RV? And there's no way Trump would travel in the RV. I mean, maybe he will, I don't know, but he never did before, you know?
Right.
And of course, it's so obvious that this was double speed, double talk.
Yeah.
And so he, there's a real violation of currencies. And he said this a long time ago, he wants everybody to be on the same
playing field, all the countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's there's these people that are holding these currencies, these things, waiting for this revaluation. Is that going to be like one false swoop that happens with all these countries, you know, that happen all at once?
Yeah,
or is it specific to United States?
Now, this is, okay, there's a few things with the reset. Like, a lot of people holding these foreign currencies, like the Indonesian rupiah, Vietnamese dong, Venezuelan, Bolivar, the Iraqi dinar, and all that. And that's fine. It's an investment. But I don't believe that you can just invest $100 and then you have $10 million. That's not what's going to happen. It's not going to happen overnight. And there's also a lot of groups out there, who are scamming people. They've been taking the money from them and then pretending they get so-and-so much money in return when the reset happens overnight. That's not going to happen.
Yeah,
that's just people who invest $500 all of a sudden have like $100 million. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. But it's an investment, like invest in gold and silver. You know, some of these currencies will go up, and there could be a certain calculation made. Maybe they come up with different notes because it's all fiat money. Mm-hmm. It's not backed up by gold. So all these countries are going back to gold standards. Like 200, over 200 countries have agreed on the gold standard. And then it's not going to be just overnight. There's a lot of going on all at once. But in terms of things going up, maybe it's going to go in sections. Maybe you have to hold on to those currencies another 2 years. So I always told people, I've covered it more on the Patreon, to get a variety of different foreign currencies and get gold and silver and so on and diversify, yeah. It's just something in your portfolio. Maybe some of it will go, some of it will not go. Maybe some of it will go 10 times, maybe 100 times, but it's not going to be like out of $100 you make $10 million.
You're a billionaire. Dollars,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These chunks of money that are coming, this $10,000 or $50,000 or whatever, or whatever the amount is that coming like in a second term? Is that in a second term? So we're like approaching that now. So would that be like in the back end of his 4 years? Is that something that's going to happen relatively quickly after he gets in the first year?
I think he's trying to do it as quickly as possible. Mm. And I feel like so there's a lot going to happen when he enters office in November, and then a few months afterwards, there's a lot happening. Boom, 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 boom. A lot of checks in the mail. Things are going to happen, and then over time too. Mm-hmm. So what I got in a 2 year period, if you're working at Walmart and you're strapped and you can barely make ends meet, or if you're on Social Security, you're getting $900 a month, your rent is $600, you're barely making it. Mm-hmm. Give it 2 years. And the Social Security will be increased, and then maybe the whole system even changed completely, but there will be more regular payments. So everybody gets like $2,000 extra a month or something like that. There will be the $10,000 check, $50,000 check. And then also we're getting rid of the IRS, and then a lot of people get some of the taxes back. They paid in. I'm not sure how many years they go back. But so there's a lot of money coming back to people.
That's very, very inspiring.
And so this has obviously been starting as of a few months ago with people getting the stimulus checks and things like that, and they're starting to get monies in. And so is there a phase that comes in between now and the election, or is it pretty much at whatever people got as of right now, meaning June, that's what you got for 2020. Now wait till 2021 to get the next, I guess.
I see it kind of stalling. I think there's a bill right now, I think, in the House to get $2,000 a month for the next 2 years or something. Hmm. But the Democrats always want to attach something to that. So that's the problem with that. I see it stalling. I see maybe a little bit of money coming here and there. Not that much this year. But once Trump is in office and these people are arrested, then there's more coming. It just needs some patience.
Mm.
The ones that are going to get arrested, is that predominantly, and I think I may have asked you this before and I want to get clarity on it, but is that predominantly the Democrats that are going to be the ones that get arrested, or is it a combination of Republicans and Democrats that are part of this deep state?
There's also Republicans like Mitt Romney that I believe he was already arrested. Mitt Romney is out on a plea deal and he's obviously deep state. And there's an issue with pedophilia with him too. And, you know, he's a Republican. So there are Republicans and Democrats, but I would say the majority is Democrats, especially the top Democrats. That's an issue.
Is the Democratic Party going to vanish into the ether after this election? Or is it always going to be residually hanging around?
There'll always be some opposing party, won't they, of some sort?
I don't think there is much going to be left over of the Democratic Party when everything is done.
Mm.
I mean, what is that left over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Trump said this like a year ago, soon the Democratic Party will be known as the party of crime.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be somehow dismantled, and it won't be going so well. It'll be a lot smaller, like I said this 4 years ago, and I see kind of crumbling. Like, not sure what's going to happen. So,
After the election settles down, do you see, is there going to be like a calm Because right now it's just like, there's so much craziness and energies are like, is there going to be calm or is it going to speed up even more and going to be like boom, 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 boom?
Okay. Right. Until the election, pretty much it's just chaos going on with the riots and things like that. And it looks like we are losing. And this is just something that plays out in the public, but it's not true. We are winning. And the moment people waking up, oh, what are these Democrats doing? This and this. And the governors are saying this and this. Wow, no, I don't like these Democrats. And so more and more are going to be on Trump's side. And then there's going to be the election. And they're going to get wind of some of the arrests and the FISA D-class. The FISA D-class is still ongoing until summer. I said this time. Still into summer. I mean, I would say, into August at least. I mean, they're exposed, and yeah, the news media are filled with the riots and all that, and that's to distract and FISA D-class, but still, people are going to see the bad cops. Who is really the bad cops? It's just James Comey and his crew and Obama and all that, and it's all this chaos going on, and they're exposed, and it's going to go into the election season, and then Trump will win, and then after Trump won, like, I see a lot of, instead of this chaos, I see a lot of strength. So it's not just going to be just calm, nothing going on. It's going to be a lot of strength coming, like a lot of good news. And kind of they're holding back news about the reset and death forgiveness and all that. That's more coming out. I'm not sure if I didn't get that death is going to be just forgiven overnight. Everything is going to be zeroed out. I never got it like that. There might be a process for mortgages or car loans. And I've seen student loans forgiven 100% in the next few months. I said this in a recent video, like a few months ago. But in terms of credit cards, maybe some. And then maybe there's a long-term, maybe there's just another solution. I have to look more into it. But for sure, student loans are going to be forgiven. So, well, a lot of people have already said their student loans have been wiped out from their credit cards.
Yeah, it makes more sense that it's going to be come out in stages and just be like boom. That kind of seems very unrealistic.
So what happens if they wipe out mortgages? Then eventually they wipe out mortgages, they wipe out car loans, they wipe out credit cards and things of that nature. Then is it that everybody just,
how do you apply?
Like, what do you apply for? Like, do you go to another type? This is like kind of like a complete reset regardless, and everybody,
how do you buy a house?
Yeah, would everybody be like, okay well now you just have an 800 credit score, now everybody has it, so don't mess it up this time? Is it almost like that?
Exactly. So I didn't say that the mortgages are going to be wiped out. Other people said that, but I didn't get that. I see mortgages at least for a couple of years still there. Maybe something happens like down the road, maybe in a 5-year period. But I still see people having mortgages the next couple of years. Again, this is a long process.
So tagging on what Jay said, so would, in terms of also being a financial reset, would it be a credit reset for people as well?
What do you mean with the credit score?
Yeah, with the credit score.
Not overnight. Not overnight. I see this credit score, the fraudulent credit score system still being in place for a little while, but I still see kind of there, but maybe I think it's kind of like with the vaccines, instead of just wiping it all out overnight, just come up with a better solution. I feel like they're going to come up with something. Maybe banks are going to, instead of looking at the credit score, they're looking at your income, and they're using other measurements instead.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. Was there anything else? Did we miss anything? Is there anything else that you wanted to share today?
April had her pen for etiquette, for speaking etiquette purposes here. But is it ready?
Yes, I have something else. Yesterday, something came out about Dr. Deborah Birx, whatever her name is. I predicted, I stated that Fauci will do things in Trump's favor and BX will follow the lead. Both have been arrested and have to do things in Trump's favor as part of a plea deal. So I feel like Dr. Birx has also been charged, criminally charged. And so she said that President Trump's coronavirus response coordinator should warn the nation's governors on a conference that these testing sites had been destroyed amid the protests in the wake of the death of George Floyd. And so she was basically criticizing this protest and saying that there's an issue which is in Trump's favor. And you see a lot of politicians also worldwide and other people do things in Trump's favor, say things in Trump's favor because they have this mercy. So they have been arrested and have some sort of a plea deal and have to do things in his favor. We have also seen this last year that Obama got out of prison at a certain point and he had to do things in Trump's favor, and like he had to reveal, part of his plea deal was to reveal that he's a spy, and he would just go to school and to a school and just joke about being a spy and just joking around, but they would have to reveal things even if it's just in a joking way, or because it somehow then gets into the collective and people somehow get used to the thought. And then slowly something is leaning over to the other side.
Do you think that'll happen? That it will get to that point, which would be great. But do you think it would get to that point?
Apparently, it's already happening.
No, that's true. Actually, it is. When if you think about it, it is already happening.
Yeah, it's very subtle. Obama was out, see, I covered this last year, and some people follow me that they had all the updates in life. In real time, so to speak, and you could see it very subtle that Obama, for instance, would say things in Trump's favor, but not so obvious, like very, very subtle, like, oh, I'm a spy, ha 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 ha, just joking, or he would say things like, maybe we should look over here, look over there, very subtle, but it's there, and something they wouldn't have done a year ago, you know?
And they're doing now.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Famous psychic medium Utsava, everybody. That's so great to have you on again with us. Thank you so much. And can you let everybody know where they can connect with you, where they can find you, how else they can support you there? Keeping the dream alive there.
So the easiest way is just to go to my website, www.utsava.net, and find all the links. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Gab, I mean, when we go one, we go all. I mean, I'm on Dropspace, I'm on BitChute. I still have trouble uploading my videos, but I'm working on that. I've been super busy, but it's all going to be sorted out soon with the deep state blocks and everything. But anyway, you can also join me on the Patreon, and I post almost daily on Twitter, so please join me. I appreciate it.
All right, right on, that's good to see you. Thank you so much
for another great interview and another great just sharing your energy, sharing your knowledge, sharing your insight. We are so grateful. Obviously, the listeners and your fan base are so grateful. And thanks for answering everybody's questions today. I'm sure they're going to really enjoy it. That means a lot. And thank you, everybody.
Keep it going, I tell you. Keep that gift alive for us. Thank you very much. Again, it's good stuff. And we'll see you next time, yeah?
Yeah, see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Well, everybody should enjoy that. We got a lot of questions answered.
You didn't talk over anybody.
I didn't talk. I used my pen.
That was good.
Notes and pens.
But good times, everybody. Good times.
Absolutely.
Hey, so really cool, though. I mean, think about that, though. A total
reset.
Total reset. Possible. Just whatever. I mean, cash coming in for people, and it is what it is. Without having to go into a socialist type scenario.
It's dreamy.
Which would suck. So it is kind of dreamy, isn't it?
It's dreamy.
So maybe this is it. The heavens are opening up.
The heavens
for
are
those
opening
of you
up.
Who are awakening.
Yeah.
For those of you who are awakening.
Yeah. And wanting it and accepting it and allowing it to happen. Don't listen, people. Do not block it. Do not block it. Allow it to come to you. Allow it to come to all of us. Allow it to come quicker and faster. So don't block it.
Don't block it.
And, thank you, everybody. And together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.